Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And as we celebrate National Kazoo Day, we also celebrate some birthdays. And we get started with one of the great actors of all time, Alan Alda, turns 82 today. This is from Flash of Genius.
Think about the scenario. Your lawsuit is over. But you know what? You're no longer a young man. Why? Because you're fighting a corporation that does not know the meaning of years or money.
From Dallas, Susan Howard celebrates number 76.
My name is Donna. I'm 28. I was born in Marshall, Texas.
Marshall?
Yeah, you know that little place close to Shreveport?
Sure.
And you know, I really don't know what I'm doing here with you.
And it's really kind of a shame this next celebrant was married to Hugh Hefner because it kind of overshadowed her acting abilities. Barbie Benton is 68. She was in Fantasy Island once or twice.
Mr. Gantman, I want a movie career so badly I can taste it. I've wanted one ever since I was old enough to play a camel in the church Christmas play.
Yeah, she said that. That's Sarah McLachlan. She celebrates the big 5-0 today. All right, Brett Bloom's birthday was yesterday. If I didn't include this today, I would get in trouble from him. He played in Lord of the Rings. It's Elijah Wood, who is 37.
I'm a huge game fan, so obviously I wanted to find out all the details about a Lord of the Rings video game. I'll get myself into a mode of playing where I'll play all the time. And it's generally when I'm playing like an adventure game that my head's in. Once I get in, I can't stop thinking about it, and I have to take my character to the end.
And Sue and I are huge fans of Modern Family. We've been watching a bunch of the old ones here recently. And Ariel Winter, of course, one of the stars there. We just watched this one the other day. She turns 20 today. Happy birthday, Alex.
Hey, Luke. Big day for you, huh?
Why?
Because you will get to meet your real mom.
What?
We all made a pact we deny it until you turn 21. But that's the real reason Dad's old girlfriend's coming over. She's your mom, and if she likes you, you'll go live with her.
I'm not adopted. I'm asking Mom.
You mean Mrs. Dunphy? She's not going to tell you the truth.
So then when Phil's former girlfriend gets there, she mentions how when she was young, she had curly hair just like Luke's. And you should have seen the look on little Luke's face. Just hilarious stuff. Also, a happy birthday today to a great gentleman. He was a Cardinals World Series champion, National League president, longtime broadcaster, Mr. Bill White. He turns 84 today. So happy birthday to Bill and to all of them and you if you are celebrating on this Sunday, January 28th. I want to remind you, speaking of the Cardinals, May 23rd, it's KMOX Day at the ballpark, and we have a good one for you with the Kansas City Royals in town, and you get a classic KMOX microphone. It'll replay a great moment in Cardinals history featuring Jack Buck, John Rooney, or Mike Shannon. Tickets are on sale now at cardinals.com/theme. Looking forward to seeing you at Busch Stadium on May 23rd. Coming up on February 1st, it is the latest enshrinement of the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame. This one at the Gateway Classic Cars in O'Fallon, Illinois. Among the inductees, Virgil Fletcher from Collinsville Basketball, along with Arthur Flash Johnson, Rita Menke, Ken Obergfell, along with Dick Schofield, and Nancy Scranton, among the others, Donnie Freeman, Tom Jaeger, and more. So you want to check that out. That, again, is on February 1st. That's Thursday at the Gateway Classic Cars in O'Fallon. For tickets, you call 618-558-4861 and talk to Tim. 618-558-4861. A couple of things that happened on this day in history. Elvis Presley made his first national TV appearance in 1956 on the Dorsey Brothers stage show on CBS. After the appearance, sales of Heartbreak Hotel really took off. The Who appeared for the first time on the British program Ready, Steady, Go in 1965. That helped I Can't Explain break into the top 10. In 1985, you remember We Are the World? Well, it was recorded on this date in 1985, once again, after the American Music Awards. And in 1996, the original Bert and Ernie Muppets were stolen, held hostage. They were taken from an exhibit in Germany, and they were later returned. Big news on this day, of course, in 1973, the biggest moment in history was the ceasefire officially going into effect in the Vietnam War.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.